When I was in middle school, my friend Jake essentially lived at my mother's, that is more than one mom, their house due to varying circumstances. It's a very dysfunctional family. We typically crashed on these rickety old couches in my unfinished basement, which, besides the insulation and concrete, was adorned only with movie and music posters. We had two window wells down there, which allowed sunlight in during the day, as well as a bit of atmospheric moonlighting when we went to sleep, typically around 4 in the morning. Well, one weekend, my moms had allowed us to watch the house by ourselves, which was crazy and exciting for the both of us, yet ultimately only resulted in a bunch of empty soda bottles, pixie sticks, and cumulative 40 hours of gaming between the two of us. However, that Saturday night contained something a little less fun than a marathon session of Crackdown. We'd probably crashed at around 2 or 3 in the morning. Now, the couch that I typically slept on faced a section of concrete wall that sat right next to the window. If I had laid with my head closest to the wall, I'd be able to see the sky and the top of a tree that sat in our backyard. If I laid the other way, I could see the tree trunk, the fence, a bit of grass, and a little sliver of sky. Unfortunately for me, I chose the latter on that night. Like I said, it was the wee hours of the morning when I awoke, from a dream, or otherwise, and within those first few hazy seconds of consciousness, I heard a creak from above me. Our floors were creaky, annoyingly so, when they sat above teenagers who want nothing more than to sleep until 4 in the afternoon. It was so bad that you could hear the individual clicks of the nails on the feet of our miniature schnauzers, Simon and Winston, with clarity rivaling a pair of skull candy earbuds. So I woke up, and immediately froze when I heard one long creak from the floor above me. I rapidly thought through everything that I did before bed. I locked the doors, check, closed the blinds, check, put Simon and Winston away, check, and check. I lay still for a solid minute before I gathered enough bravery to crane my neck and see if Jake still lay on the perpendicular couch. He was still there. At first, this was reassuring as I now knew that he was safe, but the second wave of realization, stupidly enough, took another second. I realized what that meant the very second that I heard three cracks in rapid succession. They were moving towards the kitchen, which meant that they were moving closer to the basement door. I'd like to say that I grabbed the bat and I stormed upstairs, confronting the criminal or otherworldly being and threatened them with great charisma before shooing them out of my house. I'd like to say the lights came on and my family came out of the bedroom alongside my best friends and they all lifted me into the air and popped champagne and gave me a trophy that said Big Damn Hero on it. I'd love to say that, but I can't. I stayed right in that bed, with what felt like an invisible rock the size of Ares sitting on my chest. I was attempting to call out to Jake that I could do little more than stutter some incoherent words of fear. I kept my eyes open through much of this, hoping to retain some semblance of alertness in the scenario. It was only when I heard a quick succession of creaks that neared my basement door that I slammed them shut. I don't know how long I laid there, my eyes glued shut, hands gripped desperately at the sleeping bag, but I do remember a few things. I heard my dogs growl at some point. They weren't barking like they typically do when anyone approaches any possible entrance of the house, which helps me cling to the hope that it was all in my imagination, but I do remember hearing deep, grumbling noises coming from the area of the ceiling that held up their cages on the main floor. I remember several more creaks, though I can't say with any certainty or accuracy where in relation to the floor above me they were. I think it was disoriented. I was too scared. Up until this point, it really doesn't seem like a memory that I should have retained so vividly. I lay there, eyes shut, for who knows how long, but of course, unable to fall back asleep. When I did open my eyes, a safe time after hearing any more creaks, they fixated directly on the small view of my backyard that I had through the window. The moonlight was my saving grace. So I calmed down. Relaxed. Houses settle, I told myself. Dogs growl. I didn't voluntarily attempt to fall back asleep, but at a certain point, waning fear is outweighed by the after effects of a sugar high. My eyes began to flutter. But before I could entirely drift off, I noticed a rapid change in the freeze frame of my yard that my eyes had grown so accustomed to over the last several minutes or hours. Over the next few seconds, I saw a shadow crawl on the grass through the window. Now, I'm a skeptic, so I must say here that I am sure that it was a person. That, however, is no less terrifying. Human beings have the potential to be worse than any kind of monster. And as I watched, adrenaline flowed through my veins and teeth, grinding down to the gum, and I swear on my treasured iPod that he or she looked over at me in my fortress of slumber and grinned. If I was any sort of artist, I could draw it. Seeing as that image is seared into my mind, it stopped only briefly before continuing on its way and at some point exiting my frame of sight. I stayed still, alert, and awake until the sun rose. When it did, I woke Jacob. He wasn't happy about it. And I told him that we were going to make pancakes. He wouldn't have stayed another night in my home if I had mentioned anything regarding the last several hours. We went upstairs. I quietly inspected the house. To the best of my knowledge, nothing was taken. The doors were locked. The only windows open were on the second floor. They had screens on them, but from personal experience, I can tell you that they could be removed and replaced with ease. We had pancakes. They were terrible. So that's about it. It all seems kind of silly now, but everything in hindsight tends to. At the very best, it was the result of an overactive imagination fueled by gallons of high fructose corn syrup and piles of pixie sticks. And at worst, there was someone in my house, someone who managed to make sure that my noisy dogs didn't bark at them. Someone very, very quiet. And someone with the nerve to smile at a child who saw them through the window of the house that they had just broken into. Smile.